Finland cautioned on gambling reform path. The Finnish Institute of Health and Welfare, THL, has voiced concerns regarding the government's bold proposal to introduce a new gambling regulatory framework. Last year, the Finnish government announced its plans to revamp its gambling regulations. This move will mark the end of state-owned Veikkaus Oy's monopoly on land-based and online gambling activities in Finland, a change scheduled to occur between 2024 and 2026. The government aims to have a fully operational and competitive gambling market by 2027, in which licensed operators can offer their services to Finnish consumers. In July, the Ministry of the Interior opened a consultation, inviting feedback from various government agencies and departments on the proposed introduction of the new gambling regime. Advocates of the reform support the plan, with Finnish officials admitting that they cannot effectively regulate citizens' access to unlicensed online gambling platforms. According to reports, Finnish adults spend over 500 million euros annually on unauthorized websites. These statistics, reformists believe, highlight the growing need for a more effective and modernized approach to gambling regulation. Veikkaus exclusion could worsen problem gambling. However, THL, Finland's primary public health and welfare research agency, has reservations about the policy objectives. According to the agency, introducing a competitive licensing framework for Finnish gambling may not ensure improved protections for local consumers. THL acknowledges the shortcomings in the Finland gambling market, where Veikkaus controls 50% of the online market share while the remaining half is held by unlicensed companies not authorized to operate in the country. However, it warns that excluding Veikkaus from online gambling could lead to a potential increase in problem gambling rates in Finland. Recent research by THL reveals that 4.2% of the Finnish population, equivalent to over 150,000 individuals, are struggling with problem gambling or are deemed at-risk gamblers. This represents a significant rise from previous years when 3% of the population faced severe gambling concerns. Furthermore, THL urges the government to prioritize the implementation of effective measures to remove or mitigate the risks associated with the most addictive and fast-paced forms of online gambling if a new gambling regime is launched from 2027 onwards. Without these essential protections, the agency warns that the liberalization of the gambling market may have devastating consequences for public health, which ultimately defeats the purpose of the reform.